Well, I think I will call this night a success. Got to see some old work friends, congratulate one of my closest friends on her new business, and I managed to steer clear of the one person at the party I didn't want to see. I slip on my coat as I glance around the room once more, catching the eye of the host and her husband. I nod at them, and they wave back. Man, I am ready to go home. The party was fun, but it's been such a long day, and I can't wait to just climb into bed. The cold night air feels nice. I've been so tense all night, I can practically feel my muscles starting to relax already. Attending a party where my ex-fiancé was sure to be in attendance was not something I had been looking forward to. But after years of being together, we have so many mutual friends, it was bound to happen at some point. I think we handled it well, though. And by that, I mean we managed to avoid each other the entire night.
Fun party, huh?
I glance up to see you leaning against the hood of your car, parked just behind mine. Yeah. Glad to see Em's doing so well for herself. She works so hard. What are you doing out here?
My car won't start.
Oh. I busy myself looking for my keys in my pocket, but manage to find them pretty quickly, and can't decide what else I should do with my hands. There are a lot of feelings bubbling up in the back of my throat that I'm trying hard to ignore.
Yeah, I was going to just call an Uber, but my keys are in there, so I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to get home and then how I'm going to get into my apartment.
I swear. Bad luck follows you around like a shadow.
Tell me about it. Ugh.
You shift a little against the car, and I can tell you're at a loss for words, just like I am. Our eyes meet, and I wish I could stop myself from what I'm about to do, but I've always been a little helpless when you look at me like that. Fuck. Look, why don't you just come back to mine?
Really? No, I couldn't.
You step towards me and swing your bag over your shoulder again, your coat opening slightly to reveal that dress I've been trying not to stare at all night. Come on, I'm not just gonna leave you out here. You can call a car service in the morning to unlock it.
Look, you don't have to. It's fine. I'll figure something out. I'm sure Em wouldn't mind if I...
Would you just get in the damn truck? You allow a small smile and nod at me, hopping into the passenger side. Never met a more stubborn woman, honestly.
I'm sure you haven't.
8 months I've spent avoiding you, rather successfully, only to then invite you to stay at my place for the night? What am I doing? Our breakup was messy, and that's putting it mildly. 6 years together, engaged for one, before you decided to end it. Just packed up and left one morning, without any warning. I've thought about it a lot since then. And if I'm honest with myself, I had been thinking about ending it too. You just did it first. Those last few weeks were rough. We hardly spoke, and when we did speak, all we could do was fight. It had to happen. We both knew it. But that didn't make it any easier.
So, how have you been?
Oh, great. Small talk. I look over at you, and you've shifted a little in your seat. Facing me with your head, resting against the window, and your one leg lifted up onto the seat. Let's not do that, okay?
Do what? I can't ask how you've been?
You know how I've been. It's been shit.
Me too.
I pull into the driveway and force the gear shift a little too hard. The only thing stronger than the anger I feel right now is how much I've missed you. Okay, just have to make it through tonight, and then you'll leave. We make our way to the door in silence, but you keep glancing at me as if you want to say something, then decide against it. I shove the key into the lock, and it sticks, like it always does. Stupid fucking thing.
Look, I don't want to stay here tonight if it's going to cause problems, okay? I can call a cab and go back to Em's. I'm sure she'd let me crash there.
I finally manage to get the door open and gesture for you to step inside, and I follow you, closing it behind us. Let's just lay down some ground rules, okay?
Like what?
Like, no talking about... Yeah, we're just not going to talk about it. Deal? You roll your eyes at me, and I feel the heat rising in my chest.
Typical.
What was that? You tug your coat off and drape it over the hook, leaning up against the wall to slide your shoes off.
I said it's typical. Typical you, shutting down yet again. Fine, we don't have to talk about anything. Let's just go to sleep. I'll take the couch.
Hey, I'm not the one who walked away here.
No, you're the one who just shut down anytime things got hard. Every time things got hard. Just like you're doing right now.
Don't even start with that. You had no time for us. No time for me. We weren't a priority for you long before...
That's what you think. You think I didn't care about us? About you?
What it seemed like to me.
How can you think that after everything? You really think I just stopped loving you? We were broken. I tried to fix it and I couldn't.
Your eyes are dark and full of emotion. You close them and take a deep breath, and I feel my resolve weaken a little. God, I've been so angry with you for so long. I'm just tired. I don't want to feel this way about you. I don't want to feel anything about you. But I can't seem to make it stop. It's a mistake, what's about to happen. I know it as I'm doing it, but I do it anyway. I pull you into my arms and kiss you, getting lost in your lips, my hands roaming your body, desperate to feel you again. I back you against the wall and take your hands into mine, sliding them up and pinning them above your head as I bury my face into your neck, kissing and sucking gently on your soft skin. I can't get enough. I can't let my lips leave you. I can't stop because I need to hear you moaning for me again. My name spoken like no one else. I haven't heard it in so long.
Oh my God.
I'm sliding down your body, my lips and hands touching and tasting everything I can. Before I sink onto my knees.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.